This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the goods and service tax reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such re-stickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of old packaging material or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering, or online printing at any suitable place on the package. In Punjab, Central Goods and Services Tax Commissionerate Ludhiana has unearthed a massive fake GST invoice racket of worth 455 crore rupees. According to sources, a father and son duo who were operating and controlling three companies of multi-metals and chemical products in the industrial city Ludhiana have been arrested under the provisions of Central GST Act 2017 and sent to judicial custody. They were involved in availing bogus invoices and utilized ineligible input tax credit worth 69.41 crore rupees to set off their GST liabilities and thus causing serious leakage to government revenue. The Ministry of Finance has announced 30th September as the last day to switch to the United Pension Scheme from National Pension System for eligible central government employees and past retirees. In a statement, the ministry said that the eligible employees under UPS can only switch to NPS once. It added that the switch must be exercised at least 1 year before superannuation or 3 months before voluntary retirement. The step aims to give employees choice in planning their post-retirement financial security. The Department of Financial Services has urged eligible employees to act early to avoid last-minute issues and ensure smooth processing of their request. Union Public Service Commission has successfully conducted a pilot program to test AI-enabled facial authentication technology for swift and secure candidate verification during various examinations. The pilot program was conducted during the NDA and NA2 examination and CDS2 examination held on 14th of this month. The pilot was carried out at select centers in Gurugram where candidates' facial images were digitally matched with the photographs submitted in their registration forms. The new system reduced verification time to an average of just 8 to 10 seconds per candidate. This initiative was undertaken in collaboration with the National E-Governance Division. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has given a clean chit to industrialist Gautam Adani and his group of companies, saying that the allegations made by US short seller Hindenburg Research of insider trading, market manipulation, and violations of public shareholding norms were found to be unsubstantiated. In two separate orders, SEBI said that it found no evidence that the conglomerate used related parties to route funds into its listed companies. The regulatory clearance follows months of scrutiny and speculation triggered by Hindenburg's report of January 2023. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over eastern and central parts of the country for the next 24 hours. The IMD said that very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Heavy rainfall is also very likely over Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttarakhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states till 21st of this month. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pornpawee Chochu Wong of Thailand. She will now face An Si-yong of South Korea in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.